I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. The streets of Burlington are expected to be filled with parade-goers for Mardi Gras this weekend, and it seems they will be allowed to wear their celebratory masks. That's even though walking around Burlington in a mask is generally illegal. VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports the city is trying to find a way to keep masked revelers happy and masked criminals off the streets.
The city's anti-mask ordinance made headlines last fall when two men at a rally against the Ku Klux Klan were detained for wearing masks and refusing to identify themselves to police. That incident raised questions about the ordinance, and the head of the state's chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union questioned whether the ban is constitutional. Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger says that incident, paired with pressure from a local group that dresses up in furry animal costumes, led the city to take another look at the mask ban.
We value political expression. We value people's civil liberties and ability to dress up how they want to. But at the point that those liberties come in conflict with the rights that other individuals have to decent safety, that's where the city starts to have a legitimate interest in regulating whether those activities can take place anonymously.
Weinberger says the new version of the ordinance is set to appear before the city council on Monday, and that version makes it illegal to wear a mask only with the intent of intimidating people or committing some other crime. Weinberger's office announced earlier this week that the city won't be enforcing the current ordinance during the Mardi Gras festivities. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.